Time to once again lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. We'll get our day early view from the middle. Though as we speak, he's south. Follow up what he's up to online, usatoday.com, on Twitter. The handle is at George Schroeder. George Schroeder, how are you?
Man, I am good. In Los Angeles, happy to be here. Let's do it.
I don't blame you. It's not very nice here. So how was the Schroeder family Christmas?
We had a great time. Lots of family, a few presents, and, good food. It was a good time. I love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday.
Good. I'm glad you all enjoyed. You get to cover a lot of great events. You know, I got to see you for the Final Four this year, and I was just kind of running through the year. You know, obviously North Carolina is there for the millionth time, but then, wow, we got the fresh faces. Oregon, literally for the first time since there's been a Final Four. Gonzaga finally made it. South Carolina, who hadn't won a tournament game in more than 40 years. How compelling did you find this past Final Four?
A lot more compelling than most, I think. But just you had basically one blue blood, and then you had the Zags, who've been trying to get there forever, and they maybe the next closest thing, but they're decidedly not that. And then you had two newcomers, and it was tremendous fun. I mean, it wasn't as good as it could have been, because I actually think the best team lost in the semifinals, and I'm not saying that just because it's Eugene. I think the best team last year was Oregon, the best of those four. They just didn't play that well on the night, yeah. And that's how it goes. But I thought it was a really compelling game. Final Four, excuse me.
Yeah, well, considering it was my first, it's the best one I ever saw in person.
That's very good. It's going to remain that way for a while until this year when the Ducks go back, right?
Absolutely. So. I look forward to it. Now, you've obviously been at Clemson, Alabama, the last two for the championship. Yeah. Deshaun Watson in both of those games, 400 passing yards, ran it, almost won them both. As time passes, you think you'll look back and say how memorable was the show that young guy put on.
Yeah, and in fact, both of those games, the one Alabama won 2 years ago and the one Clemson won last year, were tremendous football games. I mean, we're always going to remember Deshaun Watson hitting Hunter Renfrow with the pass for the touchdown with a second left.
Yeah.
And by the way, weird game management. I mean, it easily could have been that we were all going, what were you not thinking, Dabo Swinney, the way they didn't manage the clock very well, I didn't think. But it worked out great. But before that, Jalen Hurts led the Tide down, with about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left to take the lead. And the year before that, you had the onside kick that Nick Saban pulled out of his hat, and they had clearly found something during their prep that was a weakness, and it changed the game. I mean, it really was two tremendous games. Especially with those kinds of stakes, they were easily the best two I've seen for national title games. Just, I guess, maybe going back to the Texas-USC game.
Yeah. That'll definitely make the list. Talking college football, George Schroeder, USA Today from L.A. I've never been of the opinion that bowls outside the majors are meaningless. I think we get some doozies. Man, Ohio State, USC. We're talking some blue bloods in the race till the end at the Cotton Bowl. How compelling do you find this matchup?
Oh, I love it. I mean, it's one that made me excited when I heard the matchup. Listen, that's one of the good things about the way it's set up now. Now, look, I also understand that because the Rose and the Sugar have their set matchups when they're not semifinals, that it sort of hamstrings things. But I think, by and large, we've seen more of these kinds of matchups in the big bowls since the selection committee started doing this stuff. And since, and obviously it's mostly by seeding and that kind of thing, but we've seen more of these. And it's going to be a little bit weird for it to be being played at Jerry World and the Cotton Bowl. It feels like a Rose Bowl.
Right.
But I'm gradually getting weaned off of that whole, it's always got to be the Pac-12, it's always got to be the Big Ten and the Rose Bowl, because we've seen now enough times when it's not that way. I mean, even the last time Oregon was in one, it obviously wasn't a Big Ten team that they were playing. So I think that is a tremendous game. And just starting with the uniforms, assuming that Ohio State doesn't wear those stupid alternate uniforms. But if they just wear the normal, and I don't know which team's home and which isn't, but it doesn't really matter. If they just wear their traditional uniforms, it's as good a uniform game as there is in any of the bowls.
Yep, and they haven't played in the Rose Bowl against each other in a major in, like, well, I think it's been 33 years or something like that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be weird, though, because what day is that? Is that the 29th? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's another thing. You get so trained, but because of the scheduling, they move these games around. You actually got to carry a schedule with you.
Yeah, and listen, that's maybe – there's a couple of quirky things where they protected the Rose Bowl to start with, and then the SEC and the Big 12 wanted their Sugar Bowl protected, too, on January 1, which, frankly, didn't have nearly the tradition, obviously, of the Rose Bowl, both on day or in time slot. And because of that, you've got all these other bowls moving around all the time. I hate that part of it, but it's still going to be tremendous fun.
And so Stanford's not in a major, and they're playing TCU, but I was doing some research. This is the seventh year under David Shaw. Their worst season was 8-5. He's won 73 games. He's been in four majors. You know, you've got a lot of colleagues who follow nationally, Pac-12 regionally. Does he get enough national love for what he's accomplishing? Or among your colleagues, does everybody pretty much get the incredible work he's doing there?
Well, I mean, I think among my colleagues, I like to think we're mostly fairly swift, and some of your listeners will disagree. But I think among college football fans in general, I don't think he gets enough. I mean, I think if you follow the Pac-12, whether you like Stanford or hate Stanford, you respect what he's done, and you realize what a good coach he is, and how well he's taken what Harbaugh started, and frankly, kept it there, which I'm not sure would have happened with Jim if he just stayed there. So I think inside the conference he gets his due. I think outside the conference he doesn't. And I think the thing that's going to happen is they're going to have to win the Pac-12 and get into the playoff before people really go, oh, yeah, this is unbelievable. And look what he's doing at a place where, you know what, you can't just get everybody into school. Every single recruit you want is not getting into school there. So, I mean, I actually think that it will take a playoff appearance. And I'm not predicting one because it's hard to do. I think there's not a Pac-12 team in the playoff. I think it'll take that, though, before the rest of the country goes, oh, yeah, that guy's really good.
Well, you can count me in the fan club.
Well, yeah, you know. I mean, you've seen him. And we've seen I'll say this. I think sometimes people take some shots at maybe his play calling and stuff, but I think he's pretty good.
Speaking of old school Rose Bowls, we get Washington and Penn State. I mean, you look at the Huskies, the bad loss to Arizona State. Man, the Nittany Lions, they lost by one at Ohio State. They lose at the buzzer to Michigan State, or they're in the playoff. These two guys, James Franklin, Chris Peterson, now in their fourth season, seems like this is a really, really compelling game as well.
Well, it is, And listen, that's the coolest thing about this is you basically have two Rose Bowls being played. And again, I'll go back to what I said, compelling matchups that I'm not sure we would have gotten. So I'm glad that we've got them. I think it's tremendous, and I'll be really interested to see what happens. I do think Penn State is probably showed a little better during the season than I thought. I mean, Washington was a little disappointing to me based on what we thought they could be. But look, bowl games are bowl games. We'll see what happens.
Couple of final thoughts for George Schroeder, USA Today. Georgia, Oklahoma, in the game you're going to see. You know, I was talking about how long Peterson's been around and David Shaw. Lincoln Riley and Kirby Smart have coached a total of 39 games, and they're in the final four. And I get they took over good situations. But, you know, these guys already here with a shot to play for the title, I mean, should we not take for granted what they've accomplished this year?
Well, we shouldn't take for granted, but don't you think people will? That's just the nature of things?
Yeah, probably.
Man, listen, all I can tell you is this. What they've accomplished is tremendous. We'll just see where they go from here and what people think. But I just think the nature of things is we end up just taking it all for granted.
And finally, I don't pay much attention. I've been told the betting line on the Rose Bowl is about even. When you're looking at this game, you give any team an edge, or do you think we're in for one of these down-to-the-wire doozies?
Well, listen, I had to make picks back on, like, December 5th or 6th, whatever, two or three days after the selections came out, and I'll stick with them. You know what? I think Georgia's really good. I think Oklahoma's really good, too. And I, obviously, it's pick 'em. The line's gone back and forth. I don't really care too much about the line in this case, because a lot of the line in this case is going to waver back and forth just based on sort of, as you sort of give yourself a month to talk about the SEC champion, and you think Georgia, Georgia, Georgia. I'm just going to say this. I picked Oklahoma, not because of where I live, but because I think this is a really good Oklahoma team. And I'm not completely convinced that this Georgia team is as good as sort of the recent vintage Alabama teams that we've seen.
Sure.
Coming out of the SEC, or frankly, if you're going to ask me about the Sugar Bowl, I'm going to tell you I don't think this Alabama team is as good as its recent vintage Alabama teams. And so I actually think until I see somebody just stop that Oklahoma offense, I'm going to go ahead and pick Oklahoma. We'll see, obviously. If Georgia's able to control the football on the ground and, you know, hang on to the ball, and then that puts Jake Fromm, the freshman quarterback, in good positions passing, then I'll be wrong at that point, because then I think that's their best defense, the best way they keep Oklahoma off the field, the Oklahoma offensive scoring. But I just have a hard time believing they're going to shut Oklahoma down.
Yeah, and based on what, would anybody shut Oklahoma down? And we're going to need a whole...
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe Clemson would if they were to meet, if Oklahoma was to win and Clemson was to win. I mean, Clemson's defense is legit. And
yeah,
Alabama's
yeah.
defense is really good. It's just not as good as it's been in the recent past, i.e. last year. We saw last year, by the way, what a big-time dynamic quarterback did to Alabama's fantastic defense, right? And I'm not
yep.
suggesting Baker Mayfield's as talented as Deshaun Watson. I think he has a similar impact. However.
All righty. Well, George, I appreciate you finding some time for us today. Enjoy the weather, that amazing venue, the game, and you travel safe. Have a healthy and a happy new year, and we'll catch up next week.
Hey, thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Happy new year, and Merry Christmas belatedly to everybody.
All right. Have a good one, George.